Dirty Nerds.
Finally, an episode where I'm not ill. This week, I want to talk to you all about backlinks, off-page SEO, digital PR, link building, and should you actually pay for one of these things that could or may not help your website?
The Naughty Nerds Podcast, weekly marketing tips and tricks for the true nerd in you.
We're talking all things off-page SEO. People call it all different things: link building, digital PR, off-page SEO, links. There's probably some other names for it as well. Guest posting, niche edits, link insertions. What does it actually mean? And how could it help? And the most important question, which everyone seems to have an opinion of nowadays, is should you pay for a backlink? Now, this controversial thing keeps cropping up on my LinkedIn. It keeps cropping up on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. And there's a very hot topic between SEOs of should you pay for links, backlinks, link insertions. I think a lot of people seem to forget that if you hire an agency and they get those links for you organically, as in they're not paying the publishers to feature on their website, for example, it's a journalist comment, you still technically are paying for that link because you're employing someone to do it for you. So there's different contexts, and this is a great controversial topic. They're like, you shouldn't pay for backlinks. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. But you know what really is important, dearest listeners, dearest watchers, is actually the results. And at Nautilus, my agency, we like to do tests, and I love a good test. And we test on our own website, which at the time of recording is very, 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 very close to launching. And it is launching very, very soon, which I'm very excited about. However, this is a very exciting time because we've been doing loads of different things on our website. And one of them is where one of our team has been playing about with digital PR. Digital PR basically means you're getting comments in online publications, expert commentary kind of vibes. So for example, if someone wants a comment from a marketer or a business owner, then they would ask for a comment on a particular subject, you would send that comment off, and then hopefully you would get a feature on that website. Now, in the last month where we've been playing about with this, we've got about 8 placements on some fantastic websites with great domain authority, great DA, as well as huge traffic. Some of them have been nofollow links, some of them have been do follow links. And within 1 month, our DA has increased by 1. And our traffic has increased, and the keywords that we're targeting by doing as such has also increased. And this strategy is the same as if you were to go out and sort of buy guest posts, depending on the website of which you are going on, right? And I think what a lot of agencies fail to do is they do a thing which is called spraying and praying. Basically, there is no strategy behind what they're doing. And I think, I'm not a qualified SEO individual, but we've been doing SEO on our website for a very long time, and our clients, which I'm so excited about because we're launching loads of case studies on our new website, which we've never done before. So I'm really excited to show that and show the awesome work that my team has been doing over the past however many years since we've updated our website. I do the thing I always tell clients not to do is never update your website. But anyway, we're talking about links. So with all of these different links we've been testing on our website, of all these different types of links and what works and what doesn't work, there is no difference between a do follow and a no follow from an SEO point of view. You can say what you say. It comes down to the data and what's been working, what's been testing. Good friend of ours, Carl Reef, we met in Budapest at a conference. Awesome guy, had many gin and tonics with him. He did loads of tests between do follow and no follow links. It makes no difference. You still see the good signals that Google want to see. And especially with this Google algorithm recently, getting earned links, i.e. digital PR, is something that is important. How we work with our clients with digital PR, we have a set budget and we charge per successful placement that we get for that particular client. And we are waiting to be featured in a massive publication, a US website that has a DR of 91 and has traffic of 4.71 million per month. I don't think it will be do follow. However, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with our stats if it's a no follow or a do follow, which is super exciting. But the crux of this is that people will say you should not buy links. In a way, if you are paying for a software, if you are paying a VA to reach out to sites, if you are paying for a subscription to something and you earn a link from it, technically speaking, you are paying for those links, right? Digital PR has its uses. Guest posting has its uses. Niche edits, link insertions have their uses. It's a different building blocks that you build in with an SEO strategy of how it all comes together in the end. So yes, you can buy links. There are things that people say, you don't need to buy links. Nobody's going to know that you've bought a link on a publication. Let's be honest. I think a lot of SEOs really get into this SEO mindset that I say. They get very cocky about particular things. They are very opinionated people. Opinionated nerds is probably the correct terminology. And I can say that because I am a nerd. Oh, a bit of a tangent, but a few years ago, I got told off for saying that we're nerds because it's a derogatory term, apparently. But in essence, everybody buys links in some way or another. These are building blocks to build out a successful strategy. As with anything, you can start off small, you can increase. There are massive brands out there, and I know this because we've worked with them, and we can't say that we've worked with them because of the joyous things of non-disclosure agreements, but they are spending thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds, dollars per quarter, per year, just on links. And these are huge websites, which anyone would know what they are. And it just goes to show that it still is alive. And just the same as when people say SEO is not alive, SEO very much is alive. And this is a fantastic way to add to that fuel to the fire. Something really exciting coming within the next 9 to 12 months, which I'm not going to talk about until it is finished. I'm not going to do all those things about the new website where I keep teasing it every week, which will help small businesses that want to get those links to their site very, very easily. As always, if you need help with any SEO, website design, graphics, development, reach out. Call link is in the description below in the show notes, as well as our website. So it'd be great to have a chat about all things SEO and how you can go from down here with your SEO all the way to up there in time. So there you go. You can buy backlinks. It's not going to make any difference. In theory. There you go. Stay awesome, stay safe, but most importantly, stay nerdy.